This is Veronica Entwistle, and you are listening to Radiance by Design on wonderful BBS Radio. Radiant, radiant you. How do we make ourselves more radiant? What I want to talk about today, besides talking to you about what's going on in your world, I want to talk about envisioning. I want to talk about what it's like about facing a reality, a time that is really changing. It's changing from such a depth. We've got kind of the collapse, you know, the whole thing, the economic thing, the stimulus, the turning inside out about our beliefs and our desires and so on. And sometimes our simple manifestations don't seem quite enough, but they are in a way. And I want us to, it's going to be our armor, if you will. It's going to be our tools for forging a new reality out of the shifting reality. We wanted that reality to shift, and we all have heard for years that it was going to happen. So today we're going to talk about revisioning our reality, and we're going to play at it. And we're going to start off with a meditation, and the meditation will be in our sacred geometric structures, which truly enhance the power of whatever it is we do in there. We do some healing work, we do some self-healing, we do some evolutionary stuff, we do some creation. And boy, you sure learn that in those sacred geometric structures, how you create with your mind literally shapes your world. And we're going to do that as our opening thing. And then at 5 o'clock, my paradigm shifter is an amazing man. He's a much older man now, but he started really making a difference in being a paradigm shifter back in the 60s, maybe even a bit earlier than that. His name is Jacques Fresco, and he's going to talk to you about the Venus Project. Those of you who saw Zeitgeist 2 will have seen his name and seen some interviews with him. I believe his Larry King Live interview was on that, either that or I spun from that into YouTube and saw it myself that way. I can't remember. But he talks about Zeitgeist as the outreach arm from the Venus Project. He's really interesting. So talk about visioning and revisioning the future. This guy's got plans. He's got all kinds of data, photographs, stylized photographs about what future cities could be like. So I thought it was appropriate that we go back in and we join. We may not agree with his vision, but I'll tell you what it will do for you, the same thing I want us to do right now in a way, which is to expand our minds and open our minds to amazing insight and potential and what it is that you could be involved in or you could create to participate in shifting not only your life but the entire collective. Because as each of us moves towards shifting our lives to become like a win-win or a life that's a product of our envisioning and so on, as each of us does that, guess what happens to the collective? The collective itself kind of weighs us down at times because we have repeated patterns that kind of get in touch with our belly, our second chakra area, and other parts of our library of a body, and we start running old programs over and over again. So the other thing I wanted to say is to make your visions come true, to make your dreams come true, you want to be active and conscious about releasing, releasing, and some more releasing. And what we're releasing is old feelings and thoughts that rise up and keep creating repeatable patterns in us. So, for example, you're trying to get a job and everybody rejects you. So what you want to do is feel what it's like to be rejectable. Nobody likes me. Call up all those feelings. Bring them up. Feel them. See where they are in your body. Exaggerate them. And ask for help from your higher self as you command total release of those feelings now. We look at them. We embrace them. We acknowledge them. We see where they are in your body. They could be in your belly. They could be in your earlobe. They could be in your nostrils. Who cares? Be interested. Exaggerate them and command total release. And watch yourself be able to create and foment the visioning that you prefer. It's magic, ladies and gentlemen, and the frequencies are moving along on this planet really fast, which means that as we really steer the ship of our mind and heart, we like to lead with the heart, in fact, but as we steer that ship consciously, then our visions can meet the changing times and the changing frequencies and not have the engine drag of old past habits and reactions. So that was a long preamble. I'm going to do the sacred geometric meditations with you. let's do some kind of visioning in there. Even though it starts off being a vision, it's a container for our envisioning. So let's take in there some of your greater visions and desires and see if we can't amp up the rate at which they meet your world. Let's see now. Let's close our eyes. And right after that, I'll have you call in. And we've got lots more lines, so it's a lot more fun, isn't it? Big breaths. And close your eyes, and let's be aware of above your head, perhaps 4 miles. It could be 2 to 4 miles. I want you to see two golden balls, and they're very close together. There's a very, very almost invisible space between them. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a tremendous filament of light way out there from the galactic center of your choice or the great central sun or wherever you choose it from. Draw this amazing, sparkling filament of light in between those two golden balls, right down into the top of your head, running right through your spine and into your golden ball at the base. And I always like that because I can feel that, can't you? And now from the upper golden balls, drop a four-sided pyramid. And all the lines on this pyramid are gold as well, bright, bright, radiant gold. And that drops, that lands around waist height, about 20 feet out from the body. And then upside down to meet it point by point with its top point pointing into the lower golden ball. It's match set. So you have a pyramid, four-sided pyramid pointing up and a four-sided pyramid pointing down, and they meet at their base. So you're in a diamond-like octahedron. And inside of that, create a crystal ball and let the colors of the crystal ball show to you. To me, it looks like a really etheric-looking earth. Isn't that funny? Today, anyway. And now inside of that crystal ball, there you are. And you're in a double tetrahedron today, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And there's a little diamond, and you're inside. Twinkle, twinkle, little star like a diamond in the night. Yeah, there you are. And now let's all spin and spin and spin in our double tetrahedron. Spin and spin, spin and spin and spin and spin. And now see in front of you on this amazing crystalline grid the visions that you want to create in the world. First one is just about you with yourself and your journey. What is it you want to be in this lifetime? I want to be multidimensional. I want to have that flexibility to move through all these different dimensions at will and be self-realized. Pretty demanding, huh? What is it you want for yourself? And I put myself in that grid, and I see myself being that. I feel myself expanding frequency-wise to be that. I see myself having the resources, the coaching, and the counselors it takes to help me with that. And the discipline, good old discipline. And then I wrap that in light, and I move over to the space beside it. And there I see, each of us sees a project we want to create. It could be home and family, it could be a house, it could be a book, it could be a business, it doesn't matter, you choose and see the resources coming to you and the support coming to you to create that project. Yes. And see how it receives the resources to sustain itself and you. Yes. And enjoy it. When you're in that vision, feel it. Feel what it's like to be there. Feel how the others around you are responding and enjoying their role in your vision. And that is a win-win for all. Great job. Now we're calling in our healing team, and we're going to go to the Galactic Healing Center. Call in your team of healers. And who comes in for you with you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have them circle round a table or a healing chair, whichever you prefer. And now you're the first one to plop yourself on the table. Let's ask for some help from this amazing healing team. there's some healing that you need or I need. You can tell them or let them tell you. Sometimes that's the most brilliant. And what are they doing to help you? They seem to know a lot, don't they? Where do your healers come from? We'll talk about that after. And we'll have them work on you for a while. And now before we let them continue and move on to someone else, ask them if there's anything in particular that you should be learning right now about your journey for the sake of your own personal healing. Aha. I'm not going to tell you what they told me, but I'm going to write it down. Yeah. All right. Now wrap that whole scenario in light, because that healing for you can be continued. Remember, these fellows can replicate themselves and be in more than one position at a time. So we let them continue with ourselves. Wrap that whole scenario in light. And there's a fresh bed or table, and the healing team is around that as well. Now, who comes in? Okay. I was surprised at who came into mind. And as that person takes its seat or lies down, the healing team moves around them. Good. And then if you can, get some information on what they're doing, because that helps us learn more and more about healing, doesn't it? And remember, the only beings we allow in are the beings of truth, consciousness, love, evolution, ascension. Excellent work. These ones are working on my client's brain, brain pattern, and belly, heart, stomach, and belly, which of course house the expression of courage, love, personal power, acceptance that one has personal power, and all the subconscious stuff that comes in from other people. And they're just pulling it out of him. It's really interesting, all these old reams of stuff. One job. Now wrap that in light, and we'll do a third one. Yes, we'll have the third team that's been replicated come in around the clear table. Oh, I forgot to ask. I'm moving back to the second. I forgot to ask what it is he needs most particularly. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. Did you find out what your client needs? So now we're going into the third one, and we're seeing who comes in. And we ask what this person needs. Sometimes I'm getting a deep feeling of emotion from this person, so I remind all of you to set up a light around yourself so you don't absorb whatever's going on. And even you could absorb it from me, or I could absorb it from Bob, so we want to make sure that we're smart enough to wrap ourselves in light. I just forgot to say that. Oh, dear. Good. Now, this person is expressing a really deep emotional confusion. And what's being asked is that she surrender her defense, her wall. It's hard to do in the moment, but I believe she's going to do it. And the guides are holding her and moving around her with some very strange implements, most of them vibrational, I guess all of them vibrational. But they're doing something like with a, sort of like a pruning shears kind of thing. What's going on with your guidance? Let's wrap this scenario in light. And now we're going to move to our final one, which is political. Now, again, we're hearing over and over again that Mr. Obama needs tremendous energy support right now. He's trying to make a huge change, and that change is disrupting some of the status quo and some of the basic monetary stability for some people. And, of course, people always fight change for a number of reasons. So my guides have asked us recently to make sure that we really raise the amount of energy we are sending to Obama these days to really lift him in love and support. Remember, he said, we're all in this together. If we're going to shift the economy of this nation, it has to be all of us working together. Well, we're trying to do that. But this is the currency that you and I use, currents of currency. So let's wrap him in light and feel the love and support that's coming from the universe in through you, through your heart, and have this sent out to wrap him in light and his family and his administration. And now let's send that light of healing and that light of rebalancing or harmonizing to places like Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Korea, Africa, Israel, Palestine. I don't really like to name all these places, so you pick all the hot spots and send these amazing streams of light, pink, kind of a salmony pink from my perspective. What are you sending? And we'll just send it to these hot spots to really send our love, our encouragement, our harmonizing energy, the courage that it takes for all of us to step out of past programming and move into a life that we've never experienced before, one in which we have the sensitivity, understanding, and comprehension of one another as living beings. Good, I see that the pink light is getting kind of pockmarked all over the world, so let's just smooth it so that it's entirely covering the world, maybe some miles out. Yeah, we can even use this to protect the world from global warming. Might need some other help as well. So now bring the pink light back into your heart and soul. Yes. And put your hands out for a minute and know that you can keep receiving it from the universe, from your higher self, from your guidance. Have it move in through the top of your head again and flood and cleanse your body and wrap your body. Ooh, there's one more person that I want to talk about today. Everybody see Jackie Salvitti, who does ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness with me on Thursday night. It's her show. I'm her partner in it. And she's had surgery today. She's doing very well, but I know that we need to keep her in our healing room and have her team and any other of the members that really enhance this love, support, and rapid healing to wrap Jackie in the light and knowing her, knowing that she's loved at all times and she feels the support as she goes through this change. We'll wrap that in light as well. Now we're going to jump back into our double tetrahedron. I'll thank the team. Thank our healing team. Take a look at who they are. They're very different, aren't they? All different. And as they're different from week to week. And jump into your double tetrahedron. And spin and spin and spin as you come back into the room. You know, it's funny. Here we are back in the room. But we want to envision. We want to share really strong envisioning with each other. And the reason for this is a really powerful reason, is we're being shaken up on the planet these days. And it's really hard for us to remember. I don't know how many people I hear say, well, in this economy, you can't. Well, we have to be able to get beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be able to see ourselves living in a society where we can, you know, support ourselves, not only support ourselves, but support ourselves with a kind of an evolutionary flow, something you really love to do. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're an inventor. Maybe you're a psychic. Maybe you're a healer person. Maybe you're a mother. Maybe you're a single mom. Wouldn't it be great to live in a society where single moms or married couples could afford to raise their children and have an education system that's really amazing, that brings them into their potential? Remember Deepak Chopra talking about when his children each reached four, he brought them into a room, set them on a stool, and said, you're 4 years old now, and he taught them how to meditate, and he said, you have gifts. It's your job to find out what those gifts are, and my job to make you safe and look after you. And I really loved that form, and it just really is an amazing thing to think that if kids grew up knowing they have gifts and it's their job to put them into the world, I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful to find out what they are and then put them into the world? What a society we could live in. Jacques Fresco was talking about utopia that way, and it's really wonderful for me because my heart goes that way. But the reality of our life these days is that there's a lot of battling going on. In any case, our visioning is really, really important to push higher frequency energy and mutually supportive pictures out there and make it a part of our reality. So we're creating little movies. One of the things you want to create right away is some kind of a releasing technique that you all use. Releasing, for example, if you say, this economy, go inside and find out in your body what you believe. Do you feel, you know, sometimes they have this feeling like, oh, yeah, that's right, everybody has to hunker down and we got to really believe in being limited like that. And it really runs through your body because it's familiar, isn't it? Bring that feeling up and release it. And maybe our economic changes will mean that we do it in a different way, different style. But we don't have to be in a terrible state of loss. We can be creating and expanding our visions. So I'm going to give you the number. There's only one phone number now. Well, actually, there's two. One of them is the direct number. But I'm going to give you the number and get you to call in. And what we'd like to do is create a vision around what you would like to create and see if we can't uplift and enhance your vision. This is a little bit like one of those shows where everybody wins $1 million, right? The $1 million in this case is having your own vision bumped up. So when you call in, let's look at what you're dealing with, maybe help you with that, help you with some release, and then we'll all support your visioning. And I hope we're going to have a lot of callers today. I love that. Last week when I was in my car steaming away, it was like a sauna sitting in the Hagen's parking lot talking on my cell, we had a lot of calls, and it was a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. So let's call in today. I'm not in the car, but we could still have fun. It's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, or the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And for those of you who want to use Skype, you can do that, but you want to Skype you have to instant message BBS Radio first and tell Seth that you want to Skype, otherwise you won't be able to be on the air. So let's see, what is it that you want to, I'm looking at somebody who, it's funny because you look like somebody I know, I don't know who. So it's a tall person, this is a tall woman, and what she's got is a super control. She has a lot of fear of expressing herself at this time and feel sort of up against the wall, both financially and I think because of something about the fear that was drilled into her as a child and something about the memories, probably the parents' memory of the depression and something else that happened probably with her leg somewhere in the 60s. In any case, she feels kind of frozen. Oh, goody. I'll go back to my friend in a minute, but you're on the air and you'll be my first choice. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good. I'm excited about the show today because, not that I'm not excited about all the other shows, but I love the fact that, that I'm going to say what I want and a bunch of people are going to help me try to produce it, and I'm going to be able to help other people. I love that.
Isn't that great? So we're networking in the all-time higher way, right?
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. So what's going on with you? Your light's pretty bright today. You have a determination that's really strong.
Yes, I do. I feel it. I've discovered that when I ask for it, and everything just seems to be falling into place for me now. So I have no worries. I'm feeling really good.
Great. Are you rich now?
I'm not rich, but I'm not poor.
You're rich in your energy. You're rich in your heart right now, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's really exciting. I'm really happy for you because you've got, you know what's really great about visioning too is you've got a strength about you. And if we are envisioning and we're feeling really strong about it and we really feel the presence of that right to have whatever it is we're dreaming about, boy, it sure enhances our manifestation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so what's up with you?
There's a couple of things. There's two things. But one, in, you know, that I definitely want is the production company to come to forth, to come together.
Have you already started? Are there two other people already lined up with you?
I have my business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the business plan, and now we have the business plan out just for people to take a look at it. I haven't given it to my relatives yet for the money and stuff, but it's very sad, actually. Even though I'm very excited about life, my uncle is slowly dying. And,
oh, my.
So the part of the family is kind of dealing with that. So I can't, like, ask for money or talk to him right now about that. But
does he have? Does he have leukemia or something?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is he very, like, has he got cancer? It looks like he's got something in his blood. And
Yeah.
Okay.
Cancer.
All right, so let's get to your vision so we can have other people call as well. So your vision is a production company, and you're doing the business plan right now, and there are several of you working on this already, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to do movie production?
Yeah.
Great. So let's just see. And what's your role in it, Beth?
I would be producer, and also I'd act a little bit in it, too.
Great. Are you going to write as well?
I wasn't going to, but I've been getting these feelings that I should be writing.
Well, I think you're going to have a script up your sleeve soon, and hopefully it'll come down your sleeve and through your pen or through your computer, you know.
Right.
It looks like it's a short one to start with, and that's a good place to start. Anyway, let's have everybody at home wrap yourself in light, first of all, everybody. And then I want us to just throw this we'll throw the great octahedron around Beth's project and Beth, and we'll just send light in there. And I want to see, there's a lot of music and stuff in there. There's a lot of very interesting components to your production company.
Okay.
You see that?
I see a lot of contributors, you know.
Great.
People helping out.
So that's what we're going to do, is we're all going to send light to this and absolutely see this octahedron. And remember, inside it is the crystal ball. Let's just put it inside the crystal ball. That would be nice, wouldn't it? That's like a womb anyway. A womb of your own. And let's just send light to that. Just absolutely beautiful, exciting, invigorating light to it. And see the money coming. See the resources being there. And actually, I see you getting some support. You're going to do something. This is a prediction which are meant to be played with, but it looks like you're going to do something to generate some interest, as if you're going to do a freebie show one night or something, and it's going to generate some interest, and there's some money that comes in, probably from a family member. But anyway, somebody's going to step forward to support you, but it's after you set up a sampler of some sort. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right,
I don't know,
anyway.
Yes.
I'm going to let you go so that I can have some other callers.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And thank you, everybody out there, too.
Yeah. And bless you for being a part. You're the first one of our network, our our project invigoration network. See you later, Beth.
Yay.
Thank you. Honey. Yay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Many blessings. All right.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was our first caller. I hope we're going to have some more because I felt that. Did you feel that? I got really a sweat when we started directing our thoughts and feelings toward that project. And I'm sure Beth will feed us back and let us know what happens. So call in with your project or with the goal that you're working on right now. And I started talking about someone who's very tall and she's really kind of, she's got her back against the wall. What do you do when you've got your back against the wall? And I see in her body mind, she has inherited a real fear of these changing times, probably because of a depression, a mother who was in the depression era. Oh, a mother whose family went through a horrible time in the depression. And so she took that on. This is the thing about clearing and releasing, ladies and gentlemen, is we take it on. And you know that lineage stuff. It's maybe soul lineage or it's physical lineage, it's inherited lineage, it's your family, or it's somebody that you're close to who had that and you took it on from them. So who cares where it came from actually? So I'm looking at this wonderful woman who doesn't know she's wonderful yet because she's been lambasted by what she would call reality. So let's wrap ourselves in light and we're going to call out that feeling of, oh my gosh, I've got my back against the wall, things are really turbulent, I don't know how I'm ever going to do my vision. I want to feel that horrendous impossibility. It's not impossible. I want us to feel it, feel it, feel it. Have it come up in your body, up in your body, up in your body. And then we're calling in the guides and angels that are helping us so diligently all the time and ask for help as we command total release of that energy now. That's an old paradigm. We're moving into a new paradigm. And in this new paradigm, let's do it again one more time because our friend dumped a lot, but it's stuck up around the chest and the heart and the throat. She's scared to present herself. And there's a number, I can see, there's a bunch of you out there who are scared to actually say what it is you really want for some reason. There's some kind of judgment, shame, there's all this restriction that goes on. So that's what we want to do. Call that up, exaggerate it one more time. I want to feel all that restriction about presenting what I want. I want to feel all the energy from the lineage and how it has to come up and out. You can feel it. It's coming up. It's like a weird wave coming up. I can feel it in my own body. Bring it up, and now let's ask our guides and angels to take it. Take it. And now swish yourselves out with light. Swish, swish, swish yourself out with light. That's it. And we're calling in the light frequencies from way out there. You can pick the galactic center of your choice, or I'll just say way out there, and have them drop in through the top of your head and spin round and round and round in your body, washing out your body. That's it. And leaving you room. So now we're going to create, leaving you room, to create. Your subconscious is clear enough for you to create. And now shoot that light down through your feet, right down through your legs and through your feet and into the core of the earth. Now let's set up our little chamber again, our structure, especially for our friend who's had her back against the wall. She looks a little softer right now. And let's have each of you put one of your visions in this chamber. You see, we're magical right now, so these chambers can be in front of each one of you. They don't have to be overlapping and getting confused, because that's the way our, these are like the building blocks of the whole collective anyway. So you've got this little chamber in front of you. And put yourself and your vision in that chamber, in that structure. And I'm going to work with my friend who seems to have her back against the wall. Yeah. Oh, I see. So she also has another problem, which is about aging. She thinks she's too old to create what she wants. Well, she's not. And in fact, I'm seeing a very, very creative, a dream she's got that's very, very creative. I believe it's a book or a style of a book. It's some kind of presentation. So I'm just moving with that, and I'm encouraging her to present that into the chamber. And then let's do it this way. We're going to spin and spin and spin our projects the way we spin ourselves. And I'll take this call as soon as we finish this to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Okay. And now you can release that spinning and relax. And we're going to take this call. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Or is it evening where you are? Hello?
Hi, Veronica?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't hear for sure. I didn't know if you were still doing the meditation. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I finally went home when I could listen to you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, what is it you want to create today? Are you going to create with us?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. When I was listening to you, I was thinking, on Sunday I went out to Tara Mandala and we were doing a meditation and we were saying, you know, may everyone be happy and create, have the conditions for being happy. And when I sat by the river today, I was thinking, you know, that works better for me than trying to create something specific as saying, how can I be part of having people be happy and have the situation to be happy and to be content with themselves. And so this afternoon, this wonderful woman came in and I just loved her and felt like, oh, yes, I really want her to be free of this pain and everything. And it was a great session. Then somebody else signed up. So it's like it feels like a shift for me instead of saying, well, I need to get this many clients or whatever, that I'm really here to facilitate that and for myself too, you know? So,
well, one of the things I love about what you're saying is you're talking about experiencing what your dream is, so you feel quite a lot happier than you have at times, right?
Yeah.
And it's manifesting, right?
Yeah, it's like a sense of presence or peacefulness. And I just read about somebody's near-death experience, too, and that beautiful sense of the light and the love and everything. And I thought, yes, yes, this is what I want. And so I listened to this requiem, and I was crying and crying. And somehow that released some of that longing to be somewhere else to be happy, you know, like as in some other planet or something, who knows, and just to do it here.
You're funny. And for people who don't know, Anna does wonderful healing work, actually just is amazing. So I really love your feedback, and it's very wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, it just feels like a shift. And also that whole idea of cultivating a garden, just being in the here and now, and I've been out digging in the soil and sitting by the river, and instead of being anxious about everything, just saying, well, let's see, what can I do right now?
Good for you. I think actually digging in the dirt is really healing for us all, isn't it?
How's your garden doing?
Well, guess what? It's growing.
You get a lot of rain up there. We've had a lot of rain. We've had an early monsoon here.
Wow. Well, we haven't had any rain for about 3 days. But my garden is doing well. And, we'll have to talk. I'm going to see if I can get some more callers as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. There, you've got one coming. Okay.
Good. Well, blessings
love
to you. Love you, too. Bye. That was a good call. I love that. So there it was. There she is, absolutely experiencing love in the moment, and it comes to her through her clientele. I sure know that one. You know, on a much smaller level, for those of you who don't know, I do readings, a lot of sessions and so on. But very often what happens is somebody will be late in the morning. First reading will be like 15 minutes late. And then what happens is everybody else is as well. So for the rest of the day, it's almost like when you set up, it's like Anna's saying about feeling this love, when you set up the frequencies and you set up the vibrations, the message is really clear out there and we're literally manifesting. So what is it you want to manifest? Do we have another caller on the line or is that just a funny noise? Hello? I was hoping that this person that I was talking about was feeling absolutely stressed about being able to manifest would call in and tell us how she feels right now. It really is true. There's one of the things that happens about these times on the planet is it reverberates with things that have happened in our lives before. So I'm seeing a man who's been struggling a lot in his life, and I'll talk to you first before I'll tell you about him. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well,
our mystery guest.
Our mystery guest. Thank you for respecting my total paranoia to be seen and known.
For who you really are. That's the part that's emerging more and more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I uncloaking?
You are uncloaking, girl.
That's the mission, isn't it?
You know, yeah, why don't you ask a question, but you look like you've gone through a huge emotional shift, have you? It looks like you've been through something really intense over the last while.
I feel like a lot has lifted, and I feel much more ease about life in general. In terms of, you know, the mission and what I'm here to do, I mean, I'm doing the women's circle.
How's that going?
Every other week, and it's going beautifully, and everybody really loves it, and it's growing. I just wonder if there's more I can do with that, if the guides say you're on the right track, or add more of this, or...
You know, there's something about you, they're showing this, and this is a good, I'm going to pick on you, because nobody knows where you are.
Sure, pick away.
But it's like, in your belly area, you have this, it's almost like a full ball of creative energy. So they're saying, what is it you really love? It's not just like your mission, but it's like living a life that we love. That's the hard part. So that's the mission. The mission isn't you have to build a steeple. The mission is you have to be in your beingness, you see? That's the mission. That's the creation. So they're saying in your belly area, there's this bulging potential that wants to come out.
Yeah.
And there's something you want to do that you just love. And that's what you should add. You see? See how it works?
Well, I mean, I'm loving doing the circle.
Are you dancing?
We're dancing, singing, burning things. Last night we burned, we released all the things, all the 5,000 years of silence on women and, you know. And then we claimed our queendom and we crowned each other.
Oh, was that fun?
Sacred theater kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, there's something in you that's still aching to be born. What is that?
Well, I'm painting. I'm also painting my silk visions. And those are the two things I want to do. And I want to go to fairs and share the vision of that we're all sacred beings. That's what I feel. But I wonder if there's...
Honey, there's always more. For everybody at home, there is always more. But the reality is what we want to be is in our beingness. And we want to feel our dreams and our sharing. What you want is to, it seems to me, who am I to tell you what you want? But I'm going to take a run at it anyway. It
uh-huh.
seems to me that your presence in the world should be something that lifts up. It's like you have a vibration about you where people can feel, if she can do it, I can do it. If she can do
exactly.
it, I can do it. And that's your gift to the world. That's your creation right there.
Exactly.
But there's some doubt about yourself right now, which is trying to burst. That's what the belly thing is telling me.
Yeah.
And the guides are
yeah.
saying it's just bursting out of that, bursting out of that. And there'll always be new ways of doing it. You're going off to a fair soon in which you're going to meet. You're going to meet some new people, and you're going to learn about doing things differently, and you're going to embrace that like an adolescent of creativity. You know how that happens, that we slide back down, go back to the beginning and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a new beginning coming up, which is very delightful for you. And that's because of some people you meet at some kind of gathering. I think it's a fair.
And I'm trying to get into a bunch of fairs.
Good. Well, you will. But there's one part where you go, oh, this is something new for me. And then you know that you're back on a new level of self. It's great.
A new way of doing an old thing or a new way of doing a new thing?
A new way of being, a new way of presenting yourself.
Okay.
It'll be a kind of an art thing, but there's some kind of involvement with other. I can't even quite tell what it is, but it's like a new level of doing things. And you see, my friend who had her back against the wall that I was talking about,
yeah,
is afraid of doing new things. For you, it will be the unfoldment of a new level of yourself over and over again. And so you don't really know what you're going to be doing because it's always a brand new thing and a surprise. But you're going to have your beingness touching and healing other people. It's quite surprising to you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing?
So I'll just keep following my bliss.
Exactly. And keep applying for these fairs. Are you being rejected?
Well, I just got on the bandwagon too late for this year. But I'm working an angle of friend of a friend.
Yeah, because I think you're going to get into one in maybe late June, early July or something.
Late June, that's the one I'm working the angle.
You go, girl. You're in it.
Okay, so
that's the thing we're going to envision. We're just going to throw that in the in the structure and in the beautiful crystal ball, and we're just going to spin it and spin it. And you're at the fair, and you're having a blast.
I'm loving it.
Very, very feminine sharing, and when I say feminine, it doesn't have to be all girls, but there's that feeling of rejoicing and dancing and beautiful clothes, and I don't know, it's goofy is what it is.
It is, it's goofy, but it's us being, you know, intuitive queens of our own creations.
Exactly, and also it's very evolutionary because there's a freedom. It's almost like you're lancing that part of you that I was talking about was like a ball in your belly, and what pours out is the joyful, the kind of the nectar of what it is you're going to become. So I see you. You're going to be very different next year. You're going to find you've really changed because of all these new unfoldments that have come up and the response that comes to you and the kind of art you do. You're doing really well.
Yippee! Well, thanks to you so much for all your guidance, Auntie Ronnie.
Well, thanks to you for being there and present in your own growth so much and so much love in you.
Thank you. I'm going to call you and get a little reading soon.
We'd love that. But you won't be my mystery guest. I'll know your name then.
Thank you for your call.
Blessings and have fun.
Blessings.
Isn't that neat that we have these unfolding, amazing, unfolding levels of self? And that's what we're talking about with this changing society. Jacques Fresco has I tell you, if you can, stay tuned to the Venus Project. If you can't, get on to www.thevenusproject.com. Even if you go, oh, poo-poo, you will be able to take your brain and stretch its expectations quite a bit. Because it has that flair of being multidimensional and realistic all at once. I did the interview yesterday, so it's a pre-record. And I'm not going to tell you where my ifs, ands, and buts are, but I'll tell you what, that it opened my heart in a lot of ways, and it really helps us aspire to a visionary life all together, alone or together, you know? That's what Paradigm Shifters is all about. We are paradigm shifters, and everybody listening to this show is shifting consciously. You're taking yourself, and you're moving through all the various knot holes of our past experience, and you're changing and growing and changing and growing. What a huge gift to the planet. So I was talking about my guy, and he, this guy that I'm looking at is probably in his 50s, and he's really scared right now. We're talking about envisioning, and he looks like he's tried this, and he's tried that, and he's tried this, and he's tried that. And the reason I picked on him today is because, A, nobody called in, but, B, he's a really good example of how we're taught by past experience that we have limitations, and those limitations are real. Well, you know what? They don't have to be real. They're real because we believe them, and because we're like computers, and they're really the energy of that experience has sent its charge into our various chakras. And if he can get with the energy of those losses, I see him as having the potential of creating a whole new way of doing business for himself, even though he's probably in his late 50s. because he feels like, oh, it's all over, I'm done. But you know what? In this society, even though so many things are shattering, there's a vibrational shift going on, and our potential for making tremendous change and for creating beyond, almost stepping on your tippy toes on the top of your subconscious programming and flying into your future is much more possible because the energy changes have met us at a time when change is really essential. It's the operative thing. And our little bodies are going to move way faster than ever before. We're going to be able to release old programs faster than ever before. And we're going to be creating dynamically faster than ever before. So, yeah, there's some turmoil out there, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Turmoil could be a good thing if you learn to get into it and take your oar with you and steer its movement vibrationally into your vision. So I just want to say again to send blessings to and healing energy to Jackie Salvitti. I'm going to be on the show with her on Thursday night. If it's a pre-record, you know she's in recovery still. But anyway, normally she's on at 8 o'clock Thursday night in ET Healing and Exploration in Consciousness. I'd love to have you tune into that. And otherwise, I will be seeing you all next. Well, I guess it's a bit early for me to go. Pardon? Obama? Structure. Okay, Bob's right. Because my guides have really been so strict about Obama lately, they keep saying, tell all your people, over and over again, they say, tell all your people that the polarization is going on, that Cheney's on the rise, and his henchmen, and his the guides keep saying you live in an oligarchy. An oligarchy is the control of many by a few for selfish and greedy reasons. I looked it up to find out what it really meant. It's a style of domination. And they say that, that the nature of the oligarchy right now is threatening Obama's freedom. We all expected that. He's had to fight against a machine that has a relentless drive. So let's, if you're really in favor of huge changes in our civilization, on our planet, let's just take a minute and create a structure and then put Mr. Obama in it and absolutely fill that structure with visions for his picture of, well, I want to fill it with his ability to do world peace, to handle, you know, my personal things are to handle the economic stuff so that it doesn't tear everybody apart and maybe brings in a whole different way of sharing the wealth, and that I'd like him to handle more of the ET interaction as well. What do you think of that? What would you like to see him handle, and what would you like to support him handling? Because the way I said it, I wasn't acknowledging that I would like to support him for that. I'd like to support him for stepping over some of the walls that were erected by people in control. He's been trying to do that. So let's all create a structure again with the balls above and below. The reason there's a split between the two golden balls is so we can draw different colored filaments of light in between those balls right into our structure. I haven't followed that through because I get carried away with my own next direction. So let's see this little split between the balls and have them about 2 to 4 miles above your head. And then drop a four-sided pyramid from those balls to about waist height. And then an upside-down pyramid to match the ball that's about 40 feet below your spine. And drop some colored filaments from the upper golden balls down through, actually from the galactic center way out beyond, down through between the golden balls, down through your spine, and into the lower golden ball. And now the crystal ball. We're inside the octahedron. And now inside of that, we're going to put, let's put yourself in the double tetrahedron. And spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Remember, it's a diamond-like vehicle for spinning. It's a bit like a Merkaba, but that's, never mind that. Just a double tetrahedron will do. And then see in front of you a crystalline grid. And on that crystalline grid, see Obama. And see him being supported by beings off the planet, multidimensional beings, angels, his higher self of the people around him, and then some of the earth people around him, lifting him, supporting him, putting their heads together with consciousness that is beyond the consciousness of greed, yeah, and domination, but more of one that's creating an evolutionary trend all around the world, global evolutionary trend. Let's just wrap all this scenario in golden light and then send, infuse it with a lot of the pink lights for harmony. And see that Obama is there's a tremendous safety, almost like another structure of frequency all around him to buffer him between people with ill intent and himself, so that he can get as far as ever most possible. I actually think he's quite divinely guided. All right, and let's just wrap that in light and ask the angels to take care of it. And I'll release you all with many, many blessings. And remember to do your envisioning and your intentioning every day at least once, because how we see each other and how we see the world, that's what we're sending out there. And this is the time where we have to be real warriors about that, really, really move to the consciousness where we are creating our reality. That's a whole future conversation. Much love to all of you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next Tuesday at 4. If you can, listen to Jacques Fresco from the Venus Project. He's our futurist at 5 o'clock today on Paradigm Shifters. Many blessings.